All right, final score tonight is in the books. UMass Lowell win 6-3 over Merrimack. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, you guys were able to get the power play goal late in the second period, pull within one at 4-3. Even though you're down, it seemed like you had some momentum at that point going into the third period. What happened in the third period to change that?
Lowell happened. I thought they just played really well. And we were pushing it. We took some risk and some chances, and they were able to capitalize on those to get the fifth one, which was disappointing because we had opportunities to clear that puck, and we didn't. And they got that goal. And obviously, well, 6-1 doesn't matter. It's a pulled net goalie. But, you know, I thought we needed to do that. We needed to take risk. You know, we weren't getting a lot of 5-on-5 opportunities, and we had to kind of, you know, get on the other side of the puck, and that came back at us.
Seemed like one of the things that was happening, especially in the third period. I mean, obviously they're trying to clamp down because they've got the lead on the road. But you guys are trying to, you know, set up plays, get pucks to the net there in the third period, and it was tough to get pucks through, especially with the way that they were just getting in lanes and blocking pucks.
Yeah, they blocked a lot of pucks. You know, they're good at that. They always have been, and they were really committed to it tonight. And I think when you're not scoring as well as you'd like to be scoring, or you think you should be scoring, sometimes you take an extra stick handle, and the extra stick handle lets guys get your lane. I think that happened a little bit tonight, actually several times. And we shot some pucks wide, which you just can't do. You know, you got to get those pucks on net because that's the second opportunity. So we'll continue to work on that. And our guys are, I hope, look at this game as a missed opportunity because they played well for stretches of it and long stretches of it. It was a really good game for long stretches of it. But the critical moments, we just got to be better.
You talked about maybe an extra stick handle or whatever. It seemed like one guy who wasn't doing that was Nick Pierre. It seemed like every time he got the puck was on net pretty fast.
Yeah, he has a nice release, and he's someone who's scored a lot of goals in his life, so he knows what to do with the puck in those areas. And when it was 4-3, he had a couple of great chances and wasn't able to finish. But he was, he played a good, solid game for us.
Is that the kind of thing you're looking for? You know, get the pucks in the net fast.
We have to. I don't know what our shots were tonight, like 17, but we haven't had more than 22 shots yet on net, and we have had the puck in the shooting area a lot that we haven't got on net. So that's going to be a real focus for us moving forward.
Got the first goal tonight from Michael Emerson. It's his first career goal, so it had to be nice to see him get that one in.
Yeah, great shot. He's a really talented offensive player, so it's good for him because we've moved him all over the lineup and in the middle and on the wing, and I was glad to see him get results.
I wondered whether or not he had deflected the shot from Trevor Grabel, got the credit for the power play goal, but that wasn't deflected by Emerson. Even if not, he was right there to set the screen.
Yeah, no, it went directly in. I just think Michael did a really good job of screening the goalie, and he just couldn't see it.
And the other goal coming off the stick of, I'm drawing a blank here, looking that here. That's right, Fitzpatrick, his first goal, also a power play goal. That's the one that came late in the period, late in the second period, to pull you guys within one. But quick release there off the circle there, a quick shot and a goal.
Yeah, it was a good one-time shot. And it was nice to see him get rewarded because he's played really hard and he's played pretty well for us as a young player. So it was great to see him get rewarded.
Funny, coming into the game, we knew how good their power play was. We knew how good the penalty kill was. You guys were still able to get two goals on the power play. One thing, it looked like you guys had me change up a couple of things, but you decided to put, you had Powell on one unit, you had Bookman on another. You put those guys together, and it really seemed to help the power play.
Yeah, they have, and they've known each other a long time. They've played together for a long time together, and they have a lot of chemistry. And putting them both on the ice at the same time, I just think it opens up the rink. They're both a threat up top. And they can break it down one-on-one, and I think that helped us, and they made some good decisions with the puck.
Seen that before with some teams where maybe they say, okay, rather than have two very good units, we want to have one great unit. You know, is that the thought, especially now where you've been trying to solve issues that you've been having, maybe both with the power play and scoring goals?
You know, honestly, I don't think I think our units are pretty equal. Greaves and Colby do a really good job, Colby ends, and they obviously scored the goal, right? So, I think we're still trying to find out what our best power play look is and who is the best power play look. I thought that that other group did a good job, hard to say that we're loading one up, because I would say we're not right now, but hopefully we don't have to, because if they can do that tonight like they did and get two a game or one a game, that's all we can ask.
Two goaltenders saw action tonight. Ryan Kai started the game, saw an awful lot more in the way of tough shots than he saw last week. A lot of plays that were happening, they were able to get pucks through the middle of or right in front of you. How did you assess his play as well as Max Lundgren coming in late in the second period?
I thought Ryan did a good job, and I told him that when we pulled him. That was not a goalie pull. That was a change in energy on that bench pull. I thought he did a good job, and they beat him a couple times, but they were second chances or lots of traffic, and couldn't fault him. And I thought Max did a great job. You know, you come in off the bench, don't want to use our timeout, so you don't warm him up, and he was ready to go, and he didn't have any inkling of it until I told him, and because he probably thought the same thing, that Ryan's playing fine. We got to play a little bit better in front of him. But I was pleased with both our goalies.
Other things maybe you have to go back and look at defensively? You guys have played so well defensively, you know, until this game. It seemed like maybe there were some things Lowell was able to do against you tonight that other teams had not been able to.
They just out physical us. I don't think it was anything they did structurally or even making plays. I just thought they were more physical at the puck than we were, and because of that, they got chances.
All right, thanks for that. Up at Maine next week. Best of luck there.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.